Oh, hello, hello. You know when you breathe in, right? And then you breathe out. That's all the relatable material I've got. I'm 50 years old. I've never been swiped. I've never been on a dating site of any kind. I was just saying earlier on, I was in an article in The Guardian this morning. This is true, actually. And it was saying the kinds of challenges that you have at different parts of your life. And I was reading about being 50, and it's saying, oh, it's this big change. Sometimes it's called midlife crisis. You might do crazy things, like taking up stand-up comedy. And I was thinking, okay, well, that's quite interesting. What's the next stage? And I was looking, the next stage is 65. And the first line of this, I kid you not, was, let's face it, death. That's a bit cruel. Yeah, the Buddha said that we become the thing that we most resist, which in my case I think means I've been pushing very hard against a fat Yorkshireman. Now, before we go any further, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. Is there not an elephant in the room? If there's not an elephant in the room, what the fuck happened in the gents? Somebody should have been doing Veganuary, that's all I'm saying. No, the elephant I want to talk about is Brexit. Ha ha ha, comedy gold. Yeah, Brexit. There's a meme going around, a story going around on the social media today about a guy who got fired for, like, allowing a monkey to drive a bus for 10 minutes. And the thing that crossed my mind was, we've had monkeys negotiating for us for 2.5 years. Yeah, a bit of political here. And another Brexit joke. If you are what you eat, do you think Boris Johnson eats a lot of massive cocks?
Yes.
I understand. I have a bit of sympathy for people who, like, thought Brexit might be a good idea, because sometimes things seem like a good idea and then they're not. And I'll give you an example. It's a slightly different example, but I read this book on how to do oral sex, right? It's a real book. Look it up on Amazon. It's called She Comes First. It's got a picture of a papaya on the front. And it's got some very good, reasonable advice in it. Like, you know, don't just do the top bit. See, technical language, top bit. Cover the whole area while you're down there. Okay, that's reasonable advice, right? Some slightly weirder advice. Maintain eye contact. What? How am I? These are prescription. What? And then, like, some advice you might not have thought of, which is good advice. Like, how can I put this? This is a bit awkward. Compliment the lady on the aroma. She might be feeling a bit insecure about, so, you know, compliment the lady on the aroma. And then some completely batshit crazy advice, which is stick your big top teeth against the clitoris and hum. I'm like, okay, I'll give it a go. You're gonna turn yourself into a human vibrator. What, you know, who doesn't want that, right? So you get down there and you're like, you smell nice, love. Yeah. But when you're down there, it's like, okay, what are you gonna hum? I've not thought this through. What's good? In the jungle, the mighty jungle? Another one bites the dust. It's not that I don't look fancy, dear, it's just vaginal dryness. No, nothing works, right? Talk about, it gives you a whole new meaning to the phrase, not going down well. The philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau, I've just got a minute, so I'm going to forget that one, and I'm just going to ask you, do you think that recycling is a bit like sex? Nobody's sure they're doing it right. You think other people are doing it a lot more than you and better? You find yourself saying, is this wet? It's not really dry. Does, does that count as food? Am I going to have to separate this myself? That feels like a lot of work. And sometimes you put something in the wrong hole, you just leave it. Thank you very much.